It's like, I don't know. I knew, and Thurstein's McDonald, I don't know how frequently he has people, you know, tells people to come, you know, invites people to come on down. But it's not real frequent. But I knew before, I went to church that, I knew before I went to church that I was going to walk down. And then the sermon just absolutely just tore through me, and I walked down, and I just cried for probably a half an hour. I mean, just bawled, like, uncontrollably. So it's like, I don't even know, you know, it's like I don't even know how to explain it. I don't even know how to pray. I mean, it's like I'm taking comfort in the Holy Spirit, you know, prays for us. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, well, I'm glad the Holy Spirit's indwelling me because if he wasn't, I would have no idea even what to ask God. And so, you know, I've got my 17-year-old, I mean, really in the, I mean, at tipping points in their life where their decisions, you know, now, and, you know, both of them are struggling in making right decisions, and one especially, and, you know, fairly confident she's not making the right decision. She's, you know, in 2 months going to be 18, and both of their hearts are like hardened to God, and so obviously that weighs heavy. You know, I don't know. It's like there's been this massive attack on our clients. I mean, one of our clients who's been in business 28 years is, you know, potentially going to need to sell or go out of business, probably sell, because there's a lot there. And then, you know, another client, one of our really big clients and Christian company, and I mean, there's just so much, attack going on there in that company, and, you know, and then, Saturday, out of nowhere, you know, our main server, well, our local server computer goes down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, and so two, you know, we have a RAID 5, so it's supposed to be, you know, protect against that kind of stuff, and it didn't. And then I found out that on that server, you know, the individual supposed to be backing that up, you know, hasn't backed it up in 6 weeks, which is not fatal, but definitely very hard. And then this morning I get up, and, you know, our technology that sends out emails is not working, and we haven't, and we send out like 100,000, and we do it for clients too, and, you know, 100,000 a month. And so, I mean, we've got, you know, it's tied into, you know, it's tied into our business, and our whole entire marketing, pre-sales, all of our efforts are connected into that. And so that's, you know, come to a screeching halt. And it's like, okay, God, you're in control. I get that. Talked to another client in Texas yesterday, and you know, he said something about there's some passage that, you know, when you're under attack that you command the devil to, I don't know, flee or something like that. And it's like, I mean, you know, so yeah, a lot going on.
In 1 or 2 Peter.
It's 1 Peter?
1 or 2nd.
Okay.
Forgot.
Okay. 1 or 2nd. I mean, like, I mean, if God's got me covered, if he's, why do I need to do it? I mean, isn't he more effective? I mean, even...
Well, you know, the difficulty that it seems to me that every biblical hero and every person of God has always faced is the issue of co-laboring with God and keeping it straight, which part of the labor is God's and which part is ours.
Yeah.
And there's always some that falls to us, and sometimes we're not quite sure what it is. We're either trying to do God's work or shirking ours. And, you know, it seems to me over and over again that when you get led into that state of confusion by the enemy, all your efforts seem to wind up in chaos for unexplained reasons, that what has happened is the battle is going on in the spiritual realm, which is a place where, as Paul says, we see through a mirror darkly and not face to face until we get there. And so our job is co-laboring with him at that point comes down to prayer. And as you said earlier, Paul even acknowledges that there are times when we know we ought to be praying and are praying, but don't know how to pray. And he assures us that at that point, God is still co-laboring with us in the labor of prayer. So we can pray without the specifics that we'd like to have, and still be effective, because it gives us the assurance that though we don't know what to pray for, we don't know what outcome we're looking for, we will get the outcome that God wants, and God will show us eventually why that outcome is good. And that brings our mind into a certain amount of peace in the midst of that chaos, just in the act of prayer, because then we know, though we're confused and don't know what God wants us to be doing, we know that we're doing our part and doing it right. So, if you'd permit me, maybe we should start with some prayer. What are the names of your sons?
My two daughters.
Daughters.
My two daughters are the ones that are in imminent danger, and that's Katrina and Angela.
Katrina. Okay, and how about your clients? What's happening to them?
I mean, they're, well, one, I mean, this guy runs a printing company, and he runs it picture perfect. I mean, it's just everything you should be doing in business, you're doing, and he's transitioned. I mean, he's really moved to another. He wants to go out and, I think, do speaking and other types of things. So I think his heart's left the business.
Mm-hmm.
And his peace is just amazing. Catholic background, I think. And so the other client, a Christian-based company, and owner is Christian, employees are not, and I mean, it's like there's just a whole bunch of drama and a bunch of, I mean, it's like there's this huge battle that, I mean, profitable company, been in business a long time, but they've lost market share. Their technology is behind the competition, but they have a good customer base that, you know, they continue to make money on monthly. But, you know, I have a sense that potentially it could be, you know, they could be out of business in 3 years. There's two other people in the company that agree with me, but most are like, no, that's not the case. And so, but there's just, it's like one thing after another.
What industry are they in?
Technology.
Okay.
And so, you know, I mean, our responsibility as a company is to coach them. And so, you know, I mean, what I'm impressed with is how I have to be 100% of the time led by the Spirit.
Yeah.
And so there's conflict. There's been two conflict with two key individuals in the company.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have a big meeting, and the president of the company says, you know, hey, I think that, you know, people are talking about other situation, not talking directly to the individual. And so he and I talk, and I say, hey, I think Matthew 18 is a great principle, so we implement that. And so I recognize that yesterday, go back to one of the individuals directly, and he just hangs up on me, so he won't talk. And so it's like, okay. So you try to talk to the individual, but they won't. I mean, the scriptural passage is you bring two witnesses, and then if that doesn't, you bring it before the whole body. And so there's just it's almost like maybe I'm deceived. I don't know, but it's almost like the devil. I mean, this guy, the owner of this company, he and I are very connected friends. It's almost like he hates conflict.
Yeah.
And so he knows he needs to have it. He knows there needs to be change. And he says, yeah, go after it, Mark. You know, don't worry. You know, and he just got off of you know, he's also does a lot of other things, ministries, and a lot of other things, involved in a lot of things besides his company. And so last week he was in a four-year lawsuit that finally went to trial. So he's just exhausted. I mean, poor guy. He's spent, and so he can't give attention to the company, and then there's all this conflict that's going on, and I don't know, should I push people? Shouldn't I push people? I mean, it seems like if you don't push, then things don't change, but if you push, then there's all this resistance that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, it's almost like the devil is trying to separate he and I and knock us out of the company. And it's like, okay, so.
Well, do some praying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Heavenly Father, we all seek to live by the Spirit, not by the flesh, to walk in the Spirit. And yet, Lord, we in this realm see things as through a mirror, darkly, not clearly. And there are times when the enemy is able to confuse us and put constraints on us, and we get confused. But Father God, your word is sure and a sure foundation for peace. And so first of all, I pray for peace for my brother Mark in all of this, that he may remember that you are in charge, and you are not neither confused nor surprised by anything, but are at work. And Lord, I pray particularly for Katrina. She is facing temptation. She is struggling between her father's worldview, your truth, and her peers' worldview. And that's a struggle that comes to you. It comes to us at all stages of life. And so, Lord, we pray that she would come to accept your worldview that comes from the truth of your word, that she would put that first and foremost and learn how to apply it to the decisions that she makes in her life, Lord, so that she will not be led about by peer pressure. And Father God, we pray for Angela in a similar vein, that she may not be whipped about by peer pressure or the lies of the evil one that are whispered in her ear from all sorts of places, from what she sees on television or online or on Facebook or from her friends or any other source, Lord, but the source of your word and your Holy Spirit whispering in her ear. May she not be led astray, Lord. And I pray that Mark would come to realize that all of these temptations are necessary in the life of the lives of young people because you are training them to deal with temptation and to follow you. And sometimes you let them go through a lot of pain, and their parents go through pain in the process so that the lesson will be well learned for life. So I pray that you would station your angels as a hedge around these two young ladies and bless them and make them know that they know that you love them and you are the center above and before all that. And Father God, I pray for some of Mark's clients that are being attacked. I pray for this printer. And it seems that perhaps God is now moving him out of his comfort zone, out of a realm of order and perfection through the process of boredom that many of us go through when you, Father, are moving us out in an area where we depend not on our skills and our experience, but on you. So, Lord, bless him. Wherever you are taking him, give him an assurance, give Mark an assurance that it'll be okay, and that even in areas of confusion, that he will be protected and guided by your Holy Spirit. And Father God, we pray for the owners and the managers of this tech company. They are in such a vulnerable industry because the change is so rapid. And Father God, we know that those companies have to reinvent themselves almost annually and to reassess their target market, their needs, their desires, their capacity. And so I pray, Lord, that you would give them a spirit of introspection, of doing a SWOT analysis and analyzing where they are as opposed to where their target market is going, so that they may have the revenues and provide the services that are exactly what is needed by their target market and what they can afford and what will provide prosperity in that company. So, Father God, though things seem confusing, Lord, give us the privilege of prayer, the privilege of trusting in you, knowing that you are the one who has promised to be with us always, to care for us, to provide for us, and to move us in the direction of service to others. So, Lord God, we trust you, and we thank you for the privilege of prayer, even when we don't know how to pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Our gracious Heavenly Father, O God, I just pray that, just thank you for bringing Ralph into my life, and just an amazing impact it's had, and a great encouragement, and just to be there. And Lord, I pray that you will bless he and his wife and their kids and grandkids, Lord God, with health, good health, and with ongoing ministry opportunities. And Lord, I pray that you will care for them in just the most amazing way. I pray that the legacy that he has been given, Ralph has been given, and that he is giving on, that what a wonderful gift that is, Lord God. And I pray that it would seem to me that with all the technology and all the media and all the things out there, that there are mysteries that you have revealed to Ralph, and that those mysteries will open people's hearts and minds and souls to your truth. What an amazing time to be alive, Lord, with all the upheaval and all the fear that's going on, and how people's very core, their essence, their livelihood, their careers, their families, their economy, their safety, everything is being thrown up. And we know that that's a great, just a phenomenal opportunity for people to be opened up to you, Lord God. And I pray that as Maccabee says, Lord, that we will see these waves that are happening, the movements, the shifts, and that you would that we would be open, willing, that our hearts will be pure, that we'll be soft, gentle, that we will be willing to go wherever you would want us to go, to do whatever you would want us to do, and that you give us the strength, the courage, the clarity, help me in our family most of all, company, the influence I have to be very clear in what I see and understand, and then do that. Lord, I pray for Rosanna, that you will help her to see clarity and to have the trust in your strength to change where she needs to change, Lord God. As that seems to be impacting the kids, maybe, Lord, if there's things that, there's anything in my eyes, if there's a blank there, Lord God, I pray that you'll bring that to bear, that you will help me to realize that and see that with clarity, Lord God. Lord, I pray for each one of the kids, you know, bring them back to you. Lord, we give you praise for the mercy that you have shown them, but even in judgment, there's love, Lord God. And you know, I mean, I don't know if they need to be brought down to the very core. You know, I don't know if you need to take one of them out to show the others. I have no idea what even to pray for, God, because I know that some just need to learn by being hit hard, and so I don't know, God, put them in your hands. Lord, help me to do the things that I should do, to not skirt those. Help me not to be doing things that you should do. Help me to have the wisdom and the discernment to rightly divide your word and apply the right scripture. Lord, I pray that those that are advising me bring in the right ones and get rid of the old ones, as there seems to be a very influenceable, Lord, where I can see so many different options, and I can see just, hey, just turn it over to God and let him do the work, and I can see me being actively involved and everything in between. God, I just pray that you will protect me from the evil one and from the deception that, seems to be so prevalent, especially in vulnerabilities or times of stress or distress, Lord. And I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
It's weird. It's like, you know, it's like I've had such a hard time really in the last years, number of years, I don't know, 5, 6 years, something like that, really having confidence that I'm hearing the Spirit. So it's like, okay, God, bring in people that can see it and translate it for me or help, you know, I don't know. So, I mean, it's like, you know, we're going to a couple small group leaders and the wife says, you know, Mark, just turn it over to God. And I'm like, okay, boom, and it's his. But then I think, well, when I go down and cry out before God, is that, like I have peace? I mean, after I cried for, like, you know, 30 minutes up there uncontrollably, it's like, but I have peace. I mean, it's like, God, I mean, I know you're in control. There's no question about that. I can see how there's just these, you know, it's like the plate tectonics. It's like these huge shifts that are happening in the world, and those same shifts are happening in my family's life. And so, I mean, I see all the good, and I'm so excited about what God's going to do. You know, it just, man, I don't want to mess up. Don't want to mess up. So, well, I appreciate it, Ralph.
Okay, my friend.
All right, thank you. All right, bye-bye. William, how are you doing today, sir?